This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Governor Cuomo is frustrated over the $2 trillion coronavirus relief bill. Cuomo says it fails to address the needs of local and state government. He says the state faces an estimated loss of $10 to $15 billion in revenue. The stimulus bill earmarks $5 billion exclusively for COVID-19 expenses in the state. Cuomo calls that disappointing and reckless.
This is an extraordinary time in this nation, and it's an extraordinary time for government. This was the time to put politics aside and partisanship aside. This is the time for governmental leaders to stop making excuses and just do your job.
There are 6,400 new coronavirus cases in New York for a total of 37,258, including 21,000 in New York City. The number of deaths is now 358. But New Yorkers are stepping up to help with the crisis. Another 12,000 retired healthcare workers have volunteered to help over the past 24 hours, bringing the total to 52,000. And 8,600 mental health professionals have volunteered to provide services for free online or over the telephone. Well, New York hospitals are starting to feel the strain of taking care of so many patients with COVID-19. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond has the story from Queens.
The line for testing outside Elmhurst Hospital formed before dawn. The people are mostly Latino, undocumented, still working in service and construction, and fearful, says City Councilman Francisco Moya.
And there's stories of people who have been waiting there for days, you know, they've gotten turned away because they may not have all the symptoms.
The emergency room is overrun, says Moya, who was born at Elmhurst, worked there, and is now representing the district it's in.
When you hear that people are dying in the emergency room because they're waiting for a bed, I think that that is an indication that we are in a severe crisis here.
On Wednesday, the hospital received 24 doctors and nurses from other hospitals and a number of ventilators. A spokesman for the city's public health system says Elmhurst Hospital is now its number one priority. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
A shortage of test kits and personal protective equipment is also a big problem at a New Jersey hospital. WCBS reporter Peter Haskell has that story.
We're 3 weeks into this crisis, and Morristown Medical Center still doesn't have all the test kits it needs. And when they do give a test, they have to wait for the result.
We're now seeing turnaround times more in the order of 2 to 4 days.
Brian Granulati is president and CEO of Atlantic Health. It includes Morristown and six other hospitals. 25 to 30% of those patients end up in the ICU.
And a significant portion of those folks are on ventilators. And that is a very, very big issue that we need to pay very deliberate attention to.
They need ventilators and supplies. Granulati was moved by a man outside the ER holding a sign thanking staffers inside.
Means the world to us.
He's pleading with people to stay home to avoid spreading the virus. Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
3.3 million people filed for unemployment last week when the health pandemic became an economic pandemic. CBS News correspondent Jill Schlesinger put these numbers into perspective.
This number is just beyond what a lot of people thought just a few days ago. We saw the peak of layoffs, weekly claims, in 2008-2009. We never got beyond 700,000. This is the highest number by a magnitude of 4 or 5 times.
Jill says this is just the first wave.
I think, unfortunately, we are going to see subsequent weeks follow on to this. This could persist for a while, especially as a lot of businesses try to take advantage of that financial lifeline that Congress is throwing out right now.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is predicting that the Senate's $2 trillion coronavirus relief bill will win bipartisan support in the House and will pass quickly. The bill will be voted on tomorrow. Schlesinger says that's urgently needed.
What we are learning now is more than 3 million people are in need of those enhanced unemployment benefits, that extra $600 a week. And we need our small businesses to stay in business. So we've got to see this money flow to those businesses as quickly as possible.
But how soon can people filing for unemployment get some help?
The issue right now is that the unemployment benefits at the states has been clogged up. And we got a lot of information about certain states where their websites were overrun. Hopefully, the federal government sending money to states is going to help beef up that process.
Jill says what she's most worried about is that those who do not have direct deposit information with the IRS may have to wait a few months to get their check in the mail. The U.S. has indicted Venezuela's socialist leader on narco-terrorism charges. The Justice Department accuses Nicolas Maduro of conspiring with Colombian rebels to flood the United States with cocaine. And taking a look at our weather forecast, it'll be sunny for most of today. And a little bit milder, our high will be 57 degrees, but tonight we'll see increasing clouds and we'll get some rain late, most likely after midnight. The low will be somewhere between 40 and 45. Tomorrow we'll have morning rain and then it should be just partly cloudy for the rest of the day, mild again, high near 60 degrees. And then there's at least a chance of rain as we go through the weekend. Saturday, chance of rain, high 54. Sunday, cloudy chance of showers, high 55. Right now in Manhattan, we've got sunny skies. It's 48 degrees.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.